All right. Good morning. Thank you for being on the air with me. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message of the day. Come on in. Thank you so much for joining. Come on in. Let's start. Let's get it started. Let's go. Thank you so much for joining. Lorena, I'm sorry. I think I got it right. Thank you so much for joining. Come on in. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get it. All right. We got two, three people. Let's go. Father, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for everything that you have allowed to happen in our lives, God, that you have brought us here today, that you have allowed us to rise once again, God, to give your name glory. We ask right now, God, that I decrease as you speak through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I pray right now, Father God, if there's anything in my heart and my mind, God, that is not of you, God, I ask right now, God, that it be removed, God, and cast out. I pray right now, God, that the Holy Spirit, God, that is within me, God, reaches everybody that is listening to this message, God, today or will be listening later, God. God, we pray right now, God, that everything that is in our way, that is trying to block and stop the progress in our lives that you have for us, God, we denounce it right now. We remove it right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, right now, we pray for my wife, my children, and my grandchildren, God. Lord, that you will continue, God, to bless them mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, God. Every area of their lives, God. Allow them, God, to have a personal relationship with you. And allow them, God, to walk according to your will concerning their lives, God. Continue to cover and keep them, God, even when they're not listening directly to you, God. But even when the things of the world get heavy on them, allow them to trust you, God, through it all. I pray for my mother. I pray for my siblings. I pray, God, that each and every last one of my siblings and my mom continue, God, to be blessed in all five areas of their lives as well. I speak blessings upon all of our family members, God. I pray for my in-laws, Father God. I pray, God, for all five entities to be able to bless their lives, God, that they would be blessed in those areas as well. I pray for Fernando Bailey, Father God, and his family, his ministry, God. I pray right now, Father God, that your will be done in his life, God, and through his life, God. And we know, God, that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and that are the called according to your purpose, God, and to your plans. And we know right now, God, that all things that has happened in our lives has been ordained for this season of our lives. We thank you. We'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory and the praise and the honor that is due unto you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name that we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all so much for joining. All right. Come on in. Let's get it. And let me say this here real quick to you all. When you understand what God has for you, nobody can move you from that. And I need y'all to really hear me on this one here. When we begin to be purposeful, good morning, when we begin to be purposeful, we don't have time for meaningless conversations, meaningless things that is going to take us off task. We just don't have the time. We don't have the patience for the foolishness. We don't have the mindset to stay somewhere and to listen to garbage. We don't have the mind for that. When you're purposeful, I need y'all to really come on with me on this one. When you are purposeful, that means that God has so much for you. that you don't have the time to deviate from the things that God has for you. You don't have time for idleness. You don't have time for things that doesn't grow you. You don't have time for the things that does not allow your mind to stretch beyond the small mindset that you used to have. See, when you are in God, hear me clearly, when you are in God, that's when you really can understand that everything that you do will work in your favor, even if you don't understand it. God has a plan designed just for you, but we allow other people to take us off task. Come on, somebody. We allow other people to take us off task because we are so consumed about what other people think about us. We're so consumed about how other people are doing things. We're so consumed by what the world says we should do. We're so consumed by how other people think we should do. Let me explain something to you. Other people don't even know who they are. How can they tell you who you are and who you are going to become? Come on, somebody. I need you to work with me on this one. I need you to really work with me. Stop allowing other people to move you out of the position that God has placed you in. God strategically placed you where you are in this season. Even if you can't understand the plans that God has for you, trust the plans that God has for you. Even if you don't understand how it's going to happen, trust the way God has it set up. Because when God is in it, you can't help but to win it. Come on, somebody. You can't help but to win it. We get so consumed by how other people say we should be. We are so consumed about how other people view us from our past. Leave the people in the past. Stop bringing people in the present moment of your lives. Come on, somebody. Stop bringing people from the past that wants to talk about your past in your present. Your present is a gift, and everybody can't be with you when you are unwrapping the gift. Come on, somebody. Because there are gifts with an S, plural. There are gifts that God has given us, gifts that God has within us to unwrap. But some of y'all gifts are laying dormant because you're so consumed about what you've done in the past. You're so consumed about where you used to be in the past because you feel like God can't forgive you for that. Oh, I can't be forgiven. Oh, that was a horrible sin. Oh, no, that was you being immature. That was you still being a babe in God. That was not the mature you that is being developed in this season. That is not who you are anymore. People can bring up stuff from your past, and I'm going to say this here, and it may offend a lot of people, but it's all right, it's my show. Listen, when something happens to one of us, I'm going to say this. Listen, when something happens to one of us, we're the biggest critics of each other. I hope you follow me. We dive in without knowing any information. We dive in because it looks good, because it sounds good, it sounds true, but we haven't done any research, but those people don't even know us, but yet it still will dive right in. I'm gonna say what I need to say. Yes, good morning. I'm gonna say what I need to say. Again, it's my show. I'm gonna say exactly what I need to say. We're so quick to dive in, to hurt one another instead of helping each other. Come on, I'm going to say what I need to say. Yeah. If you can't handle the truth, you can go ahead and log off now. I'm going somewhere before I even start this message, and God knows I was not prepared to go this route, but evidently God wanted me to go this route, and I'm moving in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Listen, we jump on board with people who try to tear us down, but let me explain something to you. I need you to really, really understand this right here. If you get to a point in your life and somebody bring up something from your past, you're not going to be so quick to jump on board with them jumping on board about you. Treat people how you want to be treated. Stop jumping on board with this social media crap when people are talking about us and we diving right in on it. Let's stop doing that. We're going to stop doing that. Yeah. We're going to stop doing that. Today, whenever you see something come across, block it. Whenever you see anything come across that you know that is going to get in your canal and mess you up, block it. Stop looking at everything that you're seeing on the social media because they make stuff look so real and it's not. I don't know who need to hear that, but that's your word for today. Block everything that's not causing growth. Block everything that's not causing growth. Shut everything down that's not causing growth. Block up every person that's not helping you grow, but helping you slow down and helping you slow go in the past. Block them. Block them. I said it. Block them. Yeah. Because they are a deterrent. Come on. They are a deterrent to you. They're deterring you from making the next move that God has for you. Y'all, some of y'all just one step away from your blessing, but yet still y'all holding on to old people. Some of y'all are literally one step away. Y'all are skewing. Y'all are one step away from y'all breakthrough. Yet still y'all sitting around here entertaining foolishness. One step, not two. You're one step away from it. And yet you letting people dictate how you gonna move. Yet you allow people to take you off course. I don't get it. I don't get it. I have blocked people. I have stopped fooling with certain people. And guess what? I feel good. And I'm telling you that. I feel good about it. You know why I feel good about it? Because you're not going to stop what God started in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You can't stop me. You can't block me. So stop trying to let other people dictate to you. Get the same power and authority that God has given me. Walk in it. Walk boldly. I don't care if anybody say, oh, he bragged too much. I am going to boast in God. If you don't like it, don't fool with me because I promise you, I'm good without you. I promise you that. I promise you that. See, we let too many weak-minded people get in our mind, and we know that we have the mind of God. But yet we allow weak-minded people to come in and to sit here and pour negativity into us after God has what? Allowed us to be filled with the Holy Ghost and allowing us to be able to move forward. And we allow some weak-minded person who don't even know their worth and their own value tell you yours. And yet you watch this junk on social media. You break yourself down listening to garbage on social media, but you won't listen to God. You won't spend time with God, but you'll spend time watching negative videos, negative messages, and you trying to compare your life to that garbage. But yet, you don't spend time with God, but you'll spend time all on here about, oh, well, so-and-so did this here. The allegations. Stop. For God's sake, stop. Like, seriously, stop. We got to get to a point as a people, and I need y'all to work with me on this one. I need y'all to, as a people, as a culture, stop trying to cancel each other and start lifting each other and get somewhere to sit down and stop with the foolishness. Stop with the foolishness and stop letting people tell you who you can't become when God says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But yet, you sit around here listening to these weak-minded people. I'm passionate about it. I am. Because it sickens me because I hear people over and over and over again. They come in and they say, well, you know, well, my so-and-so said this, and so I'm just kind of slowing down. No, you're not. You ain't gonna come up in here with it. I tell you this here. When I coach and counsel people, I promise you, you will not go out here the same. If I'm doing it on Zoom, you won't get off the call the same. I promise you that. I haven't always been here, but now that I'm here, I'm not going absolutely nowhere. I said exactly what I said. I'm not going absolutely nowhere. And if you holding your breath and waiting on me to just leave, guess what? You'll die before I will, because I promise you. Hold your breath, because I promise you. I am only elevated from here. I'm not going absolutely nowhere. I'm not going down. I'm not going to the right. I'm not going to the left. But I'm going straight ahead, and I'm getting everything that God has for me. Because you know why? Because he has it for me and not for you. You get what he has for you. There's no longer that I am going to entertain absolutely nothing or nobody that is going to bring me down to a level that I know that I asked and prayed God to take me from. Why would I go back? And I asked God to take some things out of me. Why would I go back? And why would you continue to go back? Why would you continue to go back? Come on, somebody. I digress. That had to come out. That had to come out. And I don't know who needed to hear it, but maybe all of us needed to hear it, including me. Come on, somebody. Now let's get to the message. Praise the Lord. The title of the message today is Don't Cheat the Process. Trust the process. Let me say it again. Don't cheat the process. Trust the process. Let me say it again. Don't cheat the process. Trust the process. Now, I done got myself worked up. Let me say this. Good morning, everybody. Listen. Someone typed it up for me. Don't cheat the process. Trust the process. Now, I'm going to go into point number one. I'm going to have to move along a little quicker today for the sake of the podcast. Only gives me 30 minutes, but I am going to come back and I'm going to elaborate on all six of these points after this 30 minutes. I'm sorry. I had to get that out, and the Holy Ghost need for me to get that out, and I'm burning up right now. Feel like I'm having a hot flash, but I'm not. At least not today. All right, point number one. Someone typed this up for me. Create a mindset to be patient in the process. Create a mindset to be patient in the process. Oh, and my scripture is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path or your path. All right, now point number one again. Create a mindset to be patient in the process. Creating a mind to be patient in the process simply means that your mind has to be focused on God. Your mind has to be to a point where you are trusting whatever God is speaking to you. And when God is speaking to you and when God is doing great things in your life, what you need to understand is this here. I need you to hear me. What you need to understand is when God is for you, he's more than the world against you. When God has placed something in you, he is going to continue it until the day of his return. He is not going to give you something and automatically stop the way people do in your life. Come on, somebody. He is not going to sit here and tell you that you are the head and not the tail and allow you to become the tail. You allow yourself to become the tail. I need y'all to hear me real clearly. You allow yourself to become the tail. You put yourself on the back burner for everybody else, but yet ain't nobody even putting you on the front aisle. Come on, somebody. You doing for everybody else, but then you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself this question right here. What have they done for me lately? Ooh, yeah. I felt it in my spirit, but anyway. Listen. At the end of the day, you need to be asking yourself, all the stuff that you're doing for everybody else, you need to ask yourself, what have they done for me lately? And I promise you, and I need y'all to hear me, I promise you, when you begin to ask yourself that question, you're going to begin to get some answers that you're not prepared to handle. Because a lot of people aren't there. They are not there for you. They are there for themselves while you do the things for them and they just reap the benefits. But as soon as you ask them to do something very small, they can't do it. They got a problem. They have a big problem. But when you say no, it's a big problem then, because now you're telling them no, the word no, and that's not good for them. Y'all got to stop letting people get in your mind and make you feel like you're not good enough and you're not doing enough for other people, for them. And this is what you got to do, like I did. Step off and allow people to grow up. Step off and allow people to grow up. When you do that, that's when you understand what God means by grow. Go ahead and grow. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Go over here, because you need to get yours, because you're not about to sit up and run me crazy and take me off task with what I got to do. That's what we're not about to do. That's what we're not about to do. And you need to be okay with that. Point number two, walk in honesty and integrity during the process. Walk in honesty and integrity during the process. I need you to hear me. Walk in honesty and integrity during the process. Walk in honesty and integrity during the process. That's number two. Someone typed that up for me. Listen, let me explain something to y'all. That simply means stop taking shortcuts. That means stop letting people deter you to do something else when God put you over here to do this here. Stop leaving your table to go and build someone else's table. Invite them to yours and show them how you built it, and then send them over there with the tools to use and allow them to build it. Stop doing the work for the people, is what I'm telling you. Because see, when you sit there and you constantly be doing all this work for these people, they're not going to care nothing about you at all. If something happens to you, all they want to do is drain and use you. Put yourself first. Don't put yourself last. Put yourself first. I said exactly what I meant. Put yourself first in every situation, your marriage, your children, your grandchildren, your mommy, your daddy, your cousins, uncles, auntie, grandmama, them all. Put yourself first. Ain't nobody's going to put you first. Put yourself first. Make sure that you're okay first, because if you can't pour from an empty cup. Some people may call it selfish. That's fine. That's them trying to manipulate you. But you don't help me do anything. Yes, I did. I help you realize that I'm not the one for you to play with. I help you realize also that I'm the one that's going to tell you the truth. I also help you realize that I'm not going to do it for you. So I did help you grow somewhere down the line. You just don't want to admit that, but go have several seats. Anyway, walk in honesty and integrity during the process, and stop trying to take shortcuts, because shortcuts are not always the best cuts for you, okay? I'm just saying. Point number three, embrace every challenge as a lesson during the process. I need you to hear me clearly. Embrace every challenge as a lesson during the process. And embrace every challenge as a lesson during the process. Now, that simply means, even if you think that it's something hard, it's just right for God. Even if you think that it is something that you can't handle, yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The Holy Spirit within you that's guiding you, that's leading you, that's telling you to go to this place, that place, connect with this one, disconnect from that one. It's the Holy Spirit within you. Follow the Holy Spirit within you. Get out your emotions. Did you hear what I say? Get out of your emotions. Did you hear what I said? Get out of your emotions. Yeah, get out of them. The more you get out of your emotions, the more you get into God. The more you get out of your emotions, the more you understand God. The more you get out of your emotions, the more God will reveal to you in this season of your life. Your emotions are blocking you, is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Your emotions are blocking you. I had to get out of mind. I had to get in the will of God and get in the purpose of God and get in the plans of God. When I got into that, my emotions were then put in check. And then I had to check other people and keep them in check to let them understand, you're not going to bring me up or down. I'm going to stay right here. Go sit down. Go have several seats. Don't come for me. I really don't have the time or the patience. God working on me. I'm not there yet. Go sit down. That's simple. Point number four, stay consistent and work at your pace. Point number four, stay consistent and work at your pace. Stay consistent and work at your pace. Why do I say work at your pace? Because you don't need to be working at anybody else's pace. Stay consistent and work at your own pace. I had to do that. And I thank God that I did, because working at my pace allowed me, working at my pace allowed me and has continued to allow me to be grateful and to be thankful for everything that I have gone through, because now they are valuable lessons to me. They are extreme valuable lessons to me. And I am so grateful that everything that I have gone through was not in vain. Everything that you go through is not in vain when you stay consistent and work at your pace. Point number five, celebrate the milestones, big or small, during the process. Hear me clearly. Celebrate the milestones, big or small, during the process. Celebrate the milestones, even the big or small. Celebrate the milestones, big or small, during the process. Celebrate them. It's all right. It's all right for you to be able to celebrate the small things that you call small, and it can be big in someone else's. Celebrate those small milestones and the big ones. Celebrate them all is what I'm saying, because it's still a part to the journey to your destination. Celebrate that I'm not where I used to be. Celebrate that I'm in this place right now because I have continued to trust God. Celebrate those milestones, guys. Come on. I don't care how small that you think that they are. Celebrate them. My last point, then I'm going to come back. Trust the divine plan God has given you personally. Trust the divine plan God has given you personally. Trust the divine plan that God has given you personally. What God has given to you, man can't give to you. So stop allowing people to try to dictate to you on where you should be and how you should be doing it. He's given it to you. It wasn't a conference call. He called you to do it. Okay? Hold on for a second, everybody. Anchor, I see that I'm about to run out of time. I want to say this here. My website to order online with my clothing brand and other stuff that will be on there is going to be www.dasindavid.tasintom.nasinnancyapparel.org. So that is www.dtnapparel.org. Also, my other website is www.trueunitymentoringinc.org. trueunitymentoringinc.org. That is a nonprofit mentoring program as well. Also, I'm now certified in all 50 states to do DNA testings, as well as the DOT drug screen for all 50 states for truck drivers and whoever else. That one is www.nicholsdiagnostics.org. That is www.nicholsdiagnostics.org. And the final one is www.nicholscounselingservices.org. nicholscounselingservices.org. And those are all of the websites